Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Dorsey.
Jay Gragnani.
And it's 25th of February, 2019.
You almost said 18, didn't you?
Say, yeah. I was about to say 18. Then I was thinking, it's 19. No, I said, no, we're in 2000. Man.
Time's flying.
Is hell getting old? But, you know, let's talk about a couple of things here. And we don't have to be long in the tooth to discuss this. One of the things that I have done on my dashboard, on my welcome page, that you all should do, is put the implied volatility curve up there. It's the implied momentum. Implied momentum. Go over to your widgets. You hit your widgets. That's where you find it. Take implied momentum. Put it on your welcome page.
You want to add the links of interest widget, and then that's where you'll find that link there.
When you touch that, what you're going to see here is the most unique thing that Jim Yates of DYR and Associates, the late, great Jim Yates, who was one of my mentors, especially in options. This guy was great. And he had a service that was a pretty simple service, and it was all in the optionable stocks. And what he would take each week is he would create a normal distribution, just like we have on every chart. When you pull up a chart, you see top, median, and bottom. That's the bell curve. That's a normal distribution. Mm-hmm. Well, wherever that stock is on that normal distribution, you're going to take that symbol and you're going to come under a big bell curve, which is, in this case, the S&P 500, and you're going to place it where it would be on its own curve. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if it was dead center, perfectly normal, dead center, let's say slightly to the right of center, which would be zone 4, then you're going to type the symbol in. And first thing you see, well, you see symbols. And if it's red, the 10-day relative strength is negative. If it's green, 10-day relative strength is positive. The idea here is to see where the aggregate of all the S&P stocks are. When you are 3 standard deviations to the left and you're extremely oversold, then you can find those times like in 2015, 2011, mm-hmm. this last year when we had such a...
Yeah, at the end of December.
End of December, you find yourself skewed. In fact, can you pull that up, pull the date up? Because on this, you can pull a date up.
Yeah, so if you typed in 12/24, which is Christmas Eve, is probably the lowest point there that you're going to see on that implied momentum.
So in there, if I put 12/24/2018, and that's what you're going to want to do when you pull this up, you can go back and look at how this skews to the left-hand side. This is beautiful to show to your customers. The idea here is, what Jim Yates did, is he utilized this with options. When you're in a condition like you were, like, why isn't this coming up here? It's like nothing is moving. Okay, I press go there. When you're 3 standard deviations below trend, like at the end of December, let's say 24th, the concept there is that you're going to want to buy calls. Look at all the red here. You have the exact opposite picture as right now. So if you put in December 24th and you look at that, and what you're going to see is the exact opposite. Everything is red. 10-day relative strength is negative. And you're going to look at this and say, you know what? I want to look at stocks in zone 1. I want fundamentally sound companies in zone 1. I want to search the stocks in zone 1 and find charts that are beginning to come off the bottom. And that's when you're going to want to buy calls on those stocks, when you're in a zone 1 condition like this. At a minimum, buy stock. Don't hedge. Potentially sell uncovered puts, because that's like putting an order in to buy stock a little bit lower. Mm. And in essence, what you're doing is taking in premium like a covered right, shifting the stock outside the bell curve, theoretically creating a riskless transaction. So this is beautiful. Look at all that red, all to the left side, and you know what? Look at, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 stocks that are in zone 4, 5, and 6.
And this was again back December 24th.
December 24th, day before Christmas, and this is an eye-opener. 4 stocks in zone 4, 5, and 6. I can't remember when I've seen that. That would be a 1987 kind of mm-hmm. picture. This was as bad as, oh my God, a 1990. 87 was different. Everything was in zone 1. But let's go back to the other chart. and look at where we are today. This will be an eye-opener to you. This will tell you now, when you look at this chart now, I see, oh my God, all green. And in the left-hand side, zone 3, 2, and 1, I'm going to guess 10, 20, 40, or 50 stocks out of 500.
Mm-hmm. So about 10%
of the S&P
500.
10%
of the S&P
500.
There. 90% of the S&P 500 is skewed to the right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? When you look at zone 6, 3 standard deviations above trend, that's got the most in them. So it's telling you now what Jim Yates would tell you is it's time to begin writing calls against your portfolio. Mm-hmm. And buying puts. This would be a buying put type of thing. If you were going to buy stock here, what Jim Yates would tell you is buy stock, sell it in the money call. You've got to do something, because what's happening here is if I buy a stock in, let's say, zone 4, excuse me, catching a cold, sell it in the money call, I effectively am shifting my stock down the curve because I'm paying less for it. I'm selling the call in the money, I'm going to get a lot of premium for that, and I'm shifting the down the curve, increasing my probability of being successful. So my point is, I wonder if they could even see this on the, well, pull this chart up yourself. This is important.
Yeah. You know, another way you can look at that chart, or just the idea that the market here has gotten into rather overbought condition, especially when you look at the individual names, WDSPX, weekly distribution for the S&P 500. WDSPX is another chart to look at in a very similar capacity. If you looked back at the end of December, it was down at minus 74%, which meant the average S&P 500 stock was 74% oversold, or very, very close to the three standard deviation, 100% oversold level. Today, that number is up at 52%, which means the average S&P 500 stock is 52% overbought. When you go back and you look, it was the exact same level that we were in January of 2018. So a little over a year ago, we saw a 52% reading. 50% reading on that WDSPX is a rather high level. As a matter of fact, you've got to go back prior to last year. You've got to go back 3 or 4 years before we even got to that level. So it's another way of saying that, you know, certainly individual stocks have gotten overbought. Consider using options or something to protect or be prepared for some kind of pause, pullback. Not by any means are we saying that the market's going to fall off a cliff, but certainly things have gotten a little bit overbought here, and you know, take action accordingly.
You know, when you go back past 2018, you have to go to 2013 to find a 52.
On the WDSPX?
Yeah.
Okay. So 13, and, so 5 years.
Yeah, 2013, two times you got up to that.
Interesting.
And yeah, that was a devastating year. So.
And then you got up there in 2018. Obviously, market pulled back. January, February of 2018, before getting oversold, got all the way down to 74% oversold in December. Back up here at 52%.
Now, what can happen here too, when you look at the percent of stocks that are above the trend line, PT, NYSE, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, let's look at that, and then you're at about a 48%.
I think it was 42, I think it was.
Yeah, talking to Chuck here at DWA, who handles all the technology, he's done some work on that, and when that's in a column of X's, you don't usually have a tough time in the market. Mm. So even though these things are extremely overbought, what can happen here is the market goes through some sort of a rotation, maybe sector rotation, and brings the bell curve back to normal, because that's where it wants to be. Doesn't necessarily want to go coast to coast. It wants to come back to something that's more normal, where 68% of the stocks under the S&P 500 will find in zone 1 and 2 and normally distributed out. That's pretty much where it wants to go. We can't tell it won't go coast to coast, but typically not.
Yeah.
And especially with the PT, NYSE in X's, that would suggest to me it probably not. But still, you're at a risk level now when I would find it necessary to sell calls, buy puts, or, you know, be more cautious mm-hmm. in what you do.
Yeah. Well, and it could just mean watching for pullbacks to buy stock, or if you're getting new accounts in, waiting to put some of that money to work over the course of, you know, maybe the next few weeks, next month, whatever it might be. But certainly you look at the PTNYSE's indexes at 42% today and continues to climb. And so as this market has, you know, bottomed back on December 24th, we're continually seeing more stocks moving into positive trends, which is still a generally very constructive sign for the market, but by no means has gotten to levels, you know, on that chart. If you go back to January of last year, that was up at 68%. 68% of stocks were in positive trends January of 2018. 42% are in positive trends today as we're looking at that. And so, you know, certainly still would be a positive sign there.
Yeah, and what I want you to do is go to zone one, pull up that implied momentum chart, go to zone one and see what you see there. You might find something pretty interesting.
Yeah, some interesting ideas there.
Yeah, there's not many, but you may find something very interesting there.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that.
That sounds good.
So, in code we trust.
You take some coding classes here?
No, I don't take any coding classes. I listen to those who have taken coding classes. So in code, we trust.
There we go.
All right, catch you next week, huh?